JR The Morning Show, U92. So, styles, you know, these men, y'all should never, ever wear. I'm helping you out. You know, and ladies, if you want to join the convo, go ahead and help us out. U92SLC and tweet us or 844-420-9250. So, the first one is be advised, no visors.
People wear visors?
Yeah. At the beach, playing golf.
You can wear visors when you're playing golf.
No.
You can't have the sun all up in your eyes. You're trying to putt. You need some shade.
Socks under sandals. The only time you can do this, if you about to play, if you just finished playing some ball, instead of walking out with your sneakers, you just put your slips on, you slide out and walk out. I understand.
But
that.
You better be carrying a gym bag with your shoes or your shoes in hand.
Yes.
Because, you know, real ball players like to keep their shoes just for basketball. So they'll wear their sandals so that they don't, you know, scuff up their shoes or get any of the cement or anything else on their shoes. But the other reason why you should only wear socks with sandals is if you're at Liberty Park on a Sunday and you're in the drum circle. You're participating in that drum circle that smells funny. It's got that funny smoke that's going on there. But yeah, that should be the only other reason.
The man thong is just wrong. It's never right. So never ever wear a Speedo at the beach, the pool. It's not right.
But it's also a sign of confidence. You don't think so?
No.
I would never do it. Don't get me wrong.
I thought the same.
But I'm not that confident. The guys that usually wear Speedos, confident. They're proud that they're wearing their Speedo. So, you know, kudos to you for doing that.
And speaking of swim trunks, solid colors, no crazy patterns. You know, you can even go lime green. You can be bright yellow. It doesn't matter. Just make sure it's a solid color.
We're getting a little bit too touchy on the fashion sense when it comes to the type of print or fashion your shorts are. As long as they're swimming shorts, you should be fine.
What about that oversized shirt in the pool?
A shirt in the pool in general. Gain some confidence. If you got some rolls, own your rolls.
Own your rolls. Just own them.
Because it looks more silly wearing a t-shirt in a swimming pool.
Yeah.
So, you know, just rock with it.
Just go with it.
Yeah.
Rick Ross, remember when he was big and he's shirtless? He was confident.
And you know what's funny? Kelly Rowland was doing an interview, and they asked her, because remember, this is around the time that her song Motivation came out.
Yeah.
They asked her who motivates her. And she said Rick Ross.
Because
and she was talking about his body and his tattoos and his confidence.
Yeah.
So just rock with it.
Own it.
That's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about dudes wearing Speedos, even though it looks bad. It's
horrible.
That just
looks bad.
But it takes a type of confidence. The person wearing Speedo never wears a t-shirt to the swimming pool.
He just wears his Speedo.
These are facts.
It is normally some hairy guy with a lot of sunscreen on.
I always imagine it with like an Italian accent.
I wanted to say that. I just didn't want to be, racist.
It's not racist. These are facts.
These are facts.
I'm driving my daughter to school and we just heard you say that. And she just came up with a list of things.
Oh, go ahead. Let me know that list.
So it was like, they wear flip-flops, but their feet are nasty. Like, guy feet is okay, but nasty overboard is not okay.
All right, what else?
She said a muscle tee when you're fat, and then it's like a schmedium.
Okay.
JR, sad now.
There's a little chubby, like I'm going to the gym and I'm working on it, and then there's like...
There you go.
Okay, cool.
See, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, cool.
I appreciate that.
Like,